What obstacles do you see affecting adults with autism?
I think as a society, we're still coming to grips with the fact that autism is not just a childhood disorder, that these kids do grow up, they become teenagers, they become adults, some go off to college and they struggle to fit in and they may not have the supports that they need to be able to be successful. But I think the other thing is that as a society, we also need to recognize that people are all different and people with autism present in very different ways. And sometimes they're not necessarily easy and attractive, and people may not know how to approach an individual that has autism. So a lot of it comes down to education and awareness. And it's one of the reasons why we're here in the Roaring Fork Valley and we call it our home because we feel that the sense of community is really working well.
You spoke to the community. What's the other end of that? For families with someone with autism, where there isn't a community, where there isn't support.
So I'll answer it in the context of our summer camp. We have about 100 families who have children who come to our camp. Some are local, some come from other parts of Colorado, some come from all over the world. And so we see the whole gamut. We see the family who can drive into our parking lot, open the door, literally let their child out with their suitcase and wave goodbye and say, "We'll be back in a week or two." We also have the family who has to physically help their child out of the car to make sure that they don't run off, to go to the nurse and hand over sometimes dozens of medications and dietary supplements and so forth, and to then go through the dietary issues that that child might have. We have some families who are still not ready to allow their child to be a residential camper with us, and so they take them home every day with them. So you see the gamut, and your heart breaks for some of those families because, many of them have never been able to leave their child in anyone else's care. The parents have never gone out to a movie. They've never gone out to a restaurant. And it's eye-opening.